The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
That's right. I'm sitting on a motherfucking rocking horse, and this is Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan, Tim, Doyle, and Gabe.
Okay, well, we're recording here. Welcome to episode 118.
This will come up when it comes up.
So, yeah.
118 and then like 40 fucking special episodes.
Right.
We're going to be getting a lot of episodes a lot faster yes. than we were before.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So, this is the fourth episode of our new format.
Correct.
So, we should be going live on Facebook.
We're live right now.
So, hi, everybody. We're recording.
Hey, nobody.
Yeah, that's okay. They can watch it later.
I know. I'm just kidding.
But, yeah, we'll be going live at the end of every recording session right during this time. Right now, that's what we're doing. We're going to be fielding questions, comments, whatever we want to talk about. This is kind of like the free-for-all half an hour.
This is what we would normally do at the beginning of a normal show.
But now we do it at the end.
Correct.
Hell yeah. We have a watcher right now.
We do have a watcher. Hello. I don't know. This is just on my feed, so I don't think it's considered a watch, even though it says two people are watching. So I don't know. Hello, two people who are watching.
But, so, what have you guys been reading, watching, whatever, lately, that you're excited about and that kind of stuff?
Good Omens.
Good Omens.
Did that. We talked about 3 weeks ago, fucker.
Actually,
1 week ago, because they're coming out twice a week.
Yeah.
Couple of announcements coming out of E3, the video game expo that's happening right now.
Right. Talk about that.
Yeah. The new Doom is getting a sequel, and it looks fucking amazing because it already looks fucking amazing,
yeah.
And it's Doom. And apparently in the new Doom, you're going to get to fight angels this time as well.
Ooh. I'm a big fan of that.
Fucking yeah.
Getting to be the Satan hero instead of having to kill all the Satans.
Yeah. So that seems really fucking cool. So
Doom was already all supernaturals. You're fighting through hell.
No, like the show. Like for the longest time, Supernatural
the TV
demons,
show.
Yeah. And then they had angels.
Yeah.
I get it now.
Yeah.
There's not a Sam and Dean in Doom, though, I don't
Not
think.
That we know of.
So, didn't I hear something about Diablo?
So, Diablo 4 is rumored to be the announcement at BlizzCon later this year.
Because, like, didn't somebody overhear, like, a CFO or something talking about
it? Well, they were getting everybody hyped for a Diablo 4 announcement last BlizzCon.
Right, and then it was Diablo Mobile.
Yeah, which nobody wanted.
Fucking got really angry.
Yeah, so, like, they dropped the ball, but they were like, no, we are actually working on Diablo 4. Like, calm down. Like,
don't tell me to calm down.
The phone game's what we had. Sorry. So
we all know you want a Diablo 4, but instead, Taco Bell memorabilia cups. What you like?
Pretty much.
It was somebody screwed the pooch. That's all we got to say.
It was that level of petty, but I think they're back on track now for the
Gil
most part.
Got fired.
Yeah, fucking Gil. Probably Kyle.
Kyle. He went home, fucking punched a hole in his wall.
I hate Kyle.
He fucking pounded a fucking monster.
I'm glad I moved. Do you see which way he coughed that time?
I know. That
would have been right into my mouth.
Right on my feet. So, fuck, round two, I guess.
I mean, your feet are gross anyways.
Take a shower before I leave.
How about you? What have you been into lately, Doyle?
I'm watching a lot of weird movies.
Besides Man-Ass?
Man-Asses.
I wasn't into it. I was just inspired.
By the Man-Ass?
Sexy motherfucker. No, I've just been watching weird movies like Mother.
Hey, that's 3 episodes ago, asshole.
I actually recently watched the vampire, or the
What We Do in
the
Shadows.
Zombie Train movie.
Train to Busan?
Yeah.
That's such a good fucking
Never movie. Heard of it.
Oh, it's
a great movie.
Fucking rad. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few things that are a little iffy about, but it's still really good for as far as zombie movies go. One of the better ones, I think. Mother's pretty amazing on Netflix if you guys haven't seen it.
So
that's the one with Spencer, right?
It's the Darren Aronofsky movie.
I cannot remember her name. No, that's Ma. No, I'm thinking Ma. Mother is the robot movie.
No. Mother is like a fucking trip movie directed by Darren Aronofsky. It's like super weird from what I understand.
Well, Mother's like AI takes over.
Yes, the robot one.
So
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
thinking
yeah.
of a and totally
old
different movie.
Sarah Connor's in
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
She like failed.
Gotcha.
But essentially, it's like humans have been mostly wiped out, if not wiped out. There's one AI with tons of robots, and they're at this point regrowing shit on the planet, reinvigorating the planet. There's one girl who's being raised by a robot in a facility that's designed to birth like a lot of humans. So she's trying to bring back humans, but breed out all the worst parts of humans so they'll be better.
Huh.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then so slowly as the storyline develops, we'll spoil it because you guys probably never watched it anyway. The girl finds out that she's like the fifth iteration because every time the robot mother gets to a point where she finds something that's flawed in the child or too angry or too, you know, what we used to be as humans, she just like incinerates them and starts over.
Huh.
And so it's kind of like this weird story of like her combating the system to raise all the new children because she's been deemed worthy. Plus, there's like this outside influence of like a random person. It's a really good movie, actually. Huh. Like, it just randomly showed up on Netflix.
I'll have to check it out. So I was thinking of a totally different movie that's also called Mother. That's a Darren Aronofsky movie that came out like a year or two ago.
It might not be called Mother, and I'm just making that shit up. But I think it's called Mother.
I think it was called Mother.
You guys are probably totally right. So.
Mother.
Fucker.
So, Ashton wanted to watch a scary movie.
Hey, two people watching. If you got any input, let us know.
Ashton wanted to watch a scary movie a couple nights ago, and Hereditary, which was deemed
like that movie looked pretty scary.
You know, intense movies of last year has been on Amazon Prime for a few months. I was like, let's watch this. What a total mind fuck! Like, seriously, it's such a
good way. Okay.
Yeah. I think I've talked about it on the show before, but there's a movie called House of the Devil where this lady is like house sitting and the whole show is just a tension build up for like the last like 10 minutes where where everything goes crazy.
Really, Doyle?
I know. I don't know. My throat keeps going all dry. Mm-hmm. But but Hereditary is
the dick you was sucking.
Yeah, I know, right?
Walking Dead TOTLB.
So Hereditary is one of those kind of movies where it just builds and builds and builds suspense until you get to the very end when everything just goes ape shit crazy. Like it's a haunting movie. It's like a it's a ghost movie, but it's also like a satanic cult movie, but it's also just like a fucking creepy, like psychological thriller. Like
it's just on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, it's the shit, dude. It is like a really, really just disturbingly weird and awesome movie. Like I really enjoyed it. So
trying to find the other movie I just watched that was really good.
Are you sure it's not called I Am Your Mother or something like that?
I Am Mother. I'm not sure. It's very possible.
How about you?
I haven't been watching anything. I've been watching the shit you guys been watching.
I got more movies.
Fucking Good Omens. I watched that. I spent Wednesday watching some of that.
The Endless is another movie that people I think should watch.
Yeah.
93% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's about two kids who like get warned to leave a cult that they've been growing up in.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw the trailer for this. It's
a
death
cult. And then later they get like a videotape in the mail from someone that was in the cult that like hasn't aged. So they decide... Their life sucks, so they decide, like, you know, we'll just go see what the cult's doing since we were raised there.
Right.
And when they get there, it just, like, slowly becomes apparent that there's, like, some kind of... It feels Cthulhu-esque monster that's just, like, overseeing this whole... That won't let people leave. They're, like, you find out there's different pockets. There's, like, the cult is in a time loop. They get to a point where they all murder themselves, and then it starts over. And then you like you break out of that time loop and you get to this point where this guy's like trying to help his friend quit meth and the house burns down and kills them both. Huh. So that's their loop and it like starts over. And this other guy they find like runs out of a tent and gets killed immediately, so his loop's like fucking 2 seconds long.
Oh, like, that's really weird.
So how did they get out?
They have to get out before they die, or else if they're there in one of the things when they die, then they'll be stuck forever. So they're kind of figuring out this like whole process and whatnot that's going on. But it's a fucking it's intense. It's not as scary as I was. Like, I thought it was going to be a scary movie, but it's more just
like
mind fuck you
thriller kind of idea.
But it was very good.
Nice. That sounds really cool.
Yeah,
that
actually
kind of sounds right up your alley.
Like it does sound crazy really cool. I do like time travel stuff.
And then one movie that I don't think people should watch. Captive State.
Yeah. There you go.
All
right. Urban aliens.
Like black aliens.
Well, they are actually kind of black. They're all like needles and shit. No, it's like aliens have taken over the planet, and humans are trying to fight back, and it's this like really convoluted fucking get back at
the hey three people hit us up
wouldn't actually do much of anything when they finally complete the plan. And the whole thing is just like, I don't know, it's fucking stupid. The acting's bad. It's just not good.
Nice.
What's that called so I can avoid it?
Captive State.
It was like huge, like blown up. It's like, this movie's sick. It's like fucking John Goodman's in it, which is usually a good thing.
Is he main?
Is he in it for like 30 seconds though? Yeah.
No, he's in it a lot. His acting is fine, but it's just the movie itself
sucks.
Not good.
You gotta tell me about this hat though. Like, where the fuck did you get an America Chuck Norris hat?
I don't know. Actually, I just found it in my room today. I think I've had it for a long time. I don't know when I bought it.
That is over the fucking top.
Yeah, like, it's too much toil.
I bought it at some point. I don't know when that point was.
High school.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't really watched anything new. I don't... No movies have come out. I haven't seen Toy Story yet. I saw Aladdin, but we talked about that a while ago. But I mean, my schedule's pretty much the same now that most of the big shows have gone away. Like Wednesday, what do we watch on Wednesday? Married at First Sight, I think, which I actually enjoy. I'm okay with that show. Sunday is Fear the Walking Dead and the Great American Food Truck Challenge.
Fucking love that.
That's
show.
That's cool. I like that show. I've still been watching a shit ton of Survivor when we can, man. I literally have 20 more seasons to go, but I love the show. Like, it's fun. I've watched up to a certain point in my previous. We watched it at a certain point and went forward, and I don't remember any of these seasons. So it's fun.
It's kind like
of
re-aging
the game again. Yeah. So I've just been this last week has been. Get this episode out. Like, I've been trying to fucking...
Right.
And then now we're getting to the point where we're starting to get San Diego Comic-Con emails, too.
Right.
And so as soon as they come in, I have to try and make sure I get those replied or get a press release up so that it makes sense for when we're getting them.
Right.
Because they're bringing... It's old news, but like, if Snowpiercer, if I would have waited an extra week or something, it would have been old news at that point, but...
Same with, like, Toho being there with the Godzilla exclusive.
And so I'm trying to set up a time for us to go to Toho and set up an interview with them. So that'll be pretty cool. Apparently, it's the first time Godzilla will be at San Diego Comic-Con. Yeah.
Please,
so,
God, make that happen.
This feed is choppy and I can't keep up, but wanted to drop in.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's
the internet's. All right, I'm sorry. Well, you'll get to listen to it. Here, I'll stop this one and then I'll restart it, but it'll be here still.
So, yeah, I'm super excited about the Toho stuff, so... Like, I can't wait to watch it.
And the exclusive is, I mean, it's $30. It's not, like, super expensive,
and
but...
it's cool. Like, it's really cool looking. How about, Tim, I know you recently got back from Las Vegas. We were talking about that a little bit today.
The show was slow for me, but not slow overall. I just think I had a bad position. But from what I understand, that might be their hazing process for new applicants at their show.
Oh, yeah, that sounds fun. Yeah. Let me waste my money.
Doesn't sound anything like what Denver's doing. But, yeah, I just had, like, a crappy spot.
I'm too close.
You are way too close.
I wonder if this is because it's too far.
It seems all right.
No, it seems good.
You'll have to refocus up on Doyle.
Do it.
But Vegas was cool. I went there with the coupons and everything, and I did everything for free.
With the coupons? Oh, with coupons.
You should
explain
that because it's actually really cool.
So, for everybody listening, there's a game that you can get on Android or Apple called My Vegas.
And we would love to be your sponsor.
We would love to be your fucking sponsor and life. But basically, you play this goofy little phone game and you get points to use towards real coupons in Vegas. So, like, we got a comped night. We sat front row at Cirque du Soleil. We had, like, every buffet for fucking free or BOGO. Like, bottomless drinks at most of the bars. It was fucking tits.
Like, that sounds awesome.
Hopefully this feed is better, guys. So far, it's been on my phone, at least. It's been good. Three people watching again, so.
What's hilarious is it's probably choppy because you're watching it on your phone.
It wasn't the last time. It's the internet's here at Gabe's house, I guess.
Well, probably.
Lord knows what kind of porn Doyle's looking at.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I've watched a lot of shit lately, so I've just been trying to look at...
He's over there on the dark web.
For me, I mean, we're kids. two and a half weeks away from leaving for San Diego Comic-Con. So that's really... Yeah, Jason says we're good. Cool. Nice. So that's really what
I'm focused on and excited for. Because there's their Amazon, I can't say what, and I don't really even know what yet. But we're doing two things with Amazon. There's The Boys is coming. All the Arrow stuff is coming. And Choho, like you said. There's so much shit.
Have, like, another comedic superhero movie or superhero show on Amazon.
The Boys.
Yeah, it's going to be like the second one they're doing.
Yeah, but The Boys is like way more intense. Like, it's actually pretty violent and stuff, like the comic
itself. Now that you guys can see the feed, if you guys have anything cool that you've been watching or listening to, reading, or look forward to, let us know while we're talking.
Or just ask questions or whatever.
Yeah, or just ask a question.
Anything you got to say. Except for...
Especially if it's about Doyle's hat. I don't know if you can see the cool Chuck Norris hat that Doyle's wearing, but... It's pretty fucking cool.
It's basically
America. Feast your eyes.
It is very dark in here.
Feast your eyes.
I will have
it's because of that light. It's because of
that light. No. I'll have it fixed before we record in here.
Well, we might go upstairs next time.
Well, yeah. It's also cool.
Fuck. Hopefully.
God.
My balls are just becoming part of my thighs.
Oh, now we're back to the ball sweat. So not to diverge too far, but have you seen any of the like news regarding wrestling or any of that stuff? Because I've been watching a lot of wrestling and listening to a lot of that stuff. It's been pretty awesome.
I saw some new. I mean, I've seen some of the big news. You know, the Paul Heyman and the Eric Bischoff thing. I thought that was pretty cool. I saw some news coming out of the AEW. They just had their first show, I think.
Second
right,
show. Second show. Yeah, their second show is this weekend.
So the first show.
The second show.
You said the second show is this weekend, though.
Was
this weekend. Yeah, I thought you said it is this weekend.
It was yesterday,
I think. That's what I thought. Yeah, where Fyterfest. Another WWE person showed up or some shit like that. So I don't know.
It's been really cool. Like, it's been cool to watch, like, these two
hello, four people.
Actually, like, compete with each other.
Four fucking people.
So. Yeah, four. Well, hello, three people.
That's been a lot of fun. So.
Bye, fourth guy.
Or by first guy, hello
fourth guy. That's true. You're right. You know, don't tell people how to live their lives, Tim.
Don't rank
them. Don't judge.
Just saying, that's the order that whatever. Fucking thank you for watching.
So, what do we want to talk about over the next few episodes? I know you had mentioned American Gods might be something you want to talk about. We could.
I think it's a good show.
We could put in a movie.
You're up on the pop culture classic. No, no. What was the last time? Willy Wonka. That was us.
That was us.
So yeah, it is so you. You did you.
What are we gonna watch for our pop culture classic, Doyle?
Have we watched The Fifth Element yet?
No.
No.
That's probably what I want to watch.
You about to fall asleep right now?
Multipass. I'm about to die.
Aren't you always though?
I'll get better. Don't worry about it.
Hey, Megan's watching. What's up, Megan?
I'm feeling better.
Megan.
So we've decided.
Megan and Jedediah.
Yes, Morgan and Jeremiah.
No, oh, Jeremiah is correct.
Right. See, there's
fucked it up.
There's Fifth Element. There's another movie that's just super recent that
Time
I
Cop.
Do want to watch.
Valerian.
Oh, that movie's actually really fucking.
I like Valerian, but. That I feel like nobody watched, and that's why I want to put it up there, but it's called Attack the Block. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
I haven't even heard of it.
Hey, boy, hey, Megan says.
Okay, so...
Attack the Block? Is that a dancing movie?
No, nothing to do with dancing. I don't think it can be a pop culture classic because how new it is, but I challenge you guys to watch it for the next...
Jedediah says hi.
Well let's say that could be one of the segments.
Yeah, it could be one of the segments.
You pick a segment.
Yeah, Attack the Block is...
All right, so...
it's an urban alien movie... And what? I remembered it because of Captive State, sucked the balls. Attack the Block is fucking amazing.
Okay, so right now we have Attack the Block, Fifth Element for Pop Culture Classic.
The live segment is always happens.
It's just going to be like
so this. Then what's another one? What do you want to talk about, Baldi? Yeah,
you pick this one.
Fucking goddamn, I don't know. Put me on the spot.
Well, we picked the last two.
Yeah, you some bitch. Are you going to watch or do whatever you fucking pick?
Probably not. Because the shit I've been watching lately is mostly what Alicia's been doing because my brain's so fried after work. So if I had to pick something...
So you're going to make us watch Alicia?
No, I'm going to make you watch something that she does.
Well, let's do it.
What is it? Oh, that she watches.
Yes.
Not that she does. That's
kind of what I get roped into.
Buddy, I watch a lot of shit that I don't... I wouldn't normally watch Married at First Sight. Right. Like, Married at First Sight. We
have a female watching us right now, so this is good.
So it's good.
Megan said Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
No, Outlander, the show. It's actually the one really based fucking
on the romance novel.
Yes, the show's actually really fucking good.
That was the weirdest
good.
Syllable placement. The romance.
Yeah,
I felt tried to move. Watch the show like a couple times.
Outlander.
It's basically we Game agree. Of Thrones light. Like disagree. It has all the same violence and sexuality. It's just clearly more.
Let's do this.
Drama oriented.
Outlander.
Outlander.
Is it a what? Is it a movie
it's a
or series?
Show.
Series.
Isn't
okay.
it deep into
season? Yeah, season one and two are on Netflix.
It's deep inside Tim right now.
It's very.
Hello, deep. Three people. It only tells me who that fucking Megan's watching. That's weird.
It's because she's a top fan.
Megan.
Megan. Megan. So oh shit! Hey, Margaret's watching now. What's up, Margaret?
Not that it would be a segment for next time, but I think it's weird. That I don't think we ever talked about Swamp Thing.
We didn't because it got canceled. Who cares?
That's care. Why we didn't talk about it. Like, what the fuck?
I want to watch it. Service. I just haven't seen it, and I don't.
I want to bathe in the blood
it.
Of whoever's responsible for this travesty. Like,
well, then the movie fuck? The thing came out about the
yeah, but it's,
taxes
about what's his name coming into the show. Shit, I can't remember who the big fuck is a DC character, and I can't remember who it is. The Phantom. The Phantom?
What is he?
No.
Doing? You're not helping me.
Shit.
Stranger.
The Phantom Stranger?
Phantom Stranger?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just making that
yes,
up.
No, Swamp Thing is awesome. The Spectre. The Spectre?
Yeah, who's like the Vengeance Ghost guy?
I mean, the Spectre
yes.
is a pretty big deal.
So he's coming into the show. Okay, and cool. So I made a post about it saying, does anybody really care now that the fucking show's canceled? Like, they're making these weird announcements even though they've already canceled
that's what I'm
the
saying,
season.
Is like, who?
Phantom Stranger.
Phantom Stranger.
Phantom Stranger.
So that's like a huge deal.
Yeah.
Who the fuck?
Your mom,
don't
Megan said.
Tell James Zeef, though. Just kidding, James, if you're watching.
So I would have to assume that if it really was a tax issue, that a whole swath of people had to get fired for mishandling the money on the show. But who the fuck decided to tell everybody?
Yeah, it makes you not. It made me not want to be
me
like,
too.
I don't want to invest
the same
my time in this show.
I want to watch it because I fucking love Swamp Thing, but I'm just like. Really?
What's up, Dom?
You can't come at me after the first episode and be like, yeah, we're getting rid of it. Dude, and here's why you should watch. No, what?
That sucks. Like, that sucks because I really want to watch it and I haven't had a chance.
DC
I know a
just
lot
needs
of people
to nut
are really
up
hyped
fucking
about it.
Be like, hey, we're going to eat the
guys. Dom's already talking about your penis.
Season.
Right. What's that?
Dom's already talking about your penis.
Oh, it's small. It's real small.
But it's meaty.
Hey, you
very
sold
meaty.
Your fucking streaming service. A part of the reason you sold it was because of the Swamp Thing show. That was announced from day one. We're making a Swamp Thing TV show. People were excited about it from day one.
And then they
and
just
then
fucked
fucking
it.
Canceled it after the first episode. Which, even if you're going to do that, could you wait till the sixth episode to announce it?
Or after the first season's over. Like, what's
like,
wrong
oh,
with that?
But I have seen that they're talking already about getting rid of the service in general because it's not very successful. Whew.
But at least after the first season, you could hide it in the fact that, oh, many people didn't watch it. That's why we're canceling it.
They're having a hard time fighting with their licensing between what they own and what they don't own, is what I heard. I don't know if it's...
Dude, that sucks. Like, that would be total bullshit if that's what was going on.
Margaret, Dom, anybody? I believe they're rolling into a bigger WB service, is what Dom said.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was just asking to see if anybody had any input.
And that's about like the actual DC streaming service, I assume.
Well, it kind of sucks because that will probably kill the comic side of the DC streaming service. Which
not if
cool.
they roll it into something that you can buy monthly.
So it's essentially what Disney's doing.
Yeah.
You know Marvel Comics?
Because if it's Warner
I'm
Brothers,
I'm saying
DC,
though in the general scope of what Disney's
if it's
putting
like Warner
out,
Brothers in DC, they could still do that with like a bunch of like old Warner Brothers stuff
they
and
could.
Old DC stuff.
I hope they do.
And then Disney, how they have their Star Wars, Marvel, Disney sides, like you know, it'd be the exact same idea. It's just that all the fucking properties that Warner Brothers and DC own are like number two and number three behind everything that fucking Disney owns.
Yeah, the monopoly that is Disney.
They can make it a segment within WB, is what Dom just said.
Huh, that'd be interesting. We'll
that'd
see,
be cool.
Let's see what happens.
Sorry we're a little dark, everybody. There's a light up here that we Gabe thought so hard about an idea, blew out.
Yeah, that is not how that happens. When I think hard about an idea, I usually fart.
Hopefully Margaret's not watching this anymore.
Oh, well, like she cares. So anything else? Any trailers or anything that
anything
you guys
else that you guys see?
Or? I don't know.
I saw. I mean, there's a. It's an older
trailers.
It looked cool.
Looks really good.
I saw the trailer a while ago, but it's called Gemini Man with Will Smith. I thought that trailer looked really cool. It's about him like fighting himself, but a younger version of himself. So I don't know if it was a clone or
you
some
hate
shit.
CG, though.
I thought
there's
it looked
that,
cool,
that
but it didn't. It didn't really look that bad.
There's
in
that
my
one
opinion.
Scene where he's talking to him on the table. It looks pretty fucking bad.
I will see. I'll hold my judgment
he's
until
me.
I see the movie.
Yeah, he's not me.
But the camera on your phone's under your face. Oh fuck. The camera.
That sounds scary.
You mean the flashlight?
Hand me my phone.
The Watchmen trailer.
We're gonna tell scary stories around here.
Watchmen trailer? Talk to me about that.
Watchmen trailer looks
Spider-Man
so
getting great reviews,
vague.
Jason said. Sorry.
The Watchmen trailer looks so fucking vague, it's impossible to know what the hell it's about.
That's amazing.
Which I couldn't be more excited for.
How about Into the Spider-Verse is on Into the Spider-Verse.
Scary stories.
How do we look? Do we look any better?
Dom's
at all?
Laughing. It does look a little bit more. It does look a little bit more lit up, but Dom's fucking laughing.
It's awesome.
I just want to put that out there.
Into the Spider-Verse hit Netflix. That's pretty cool. So all of a sudden, everybody at my work has been like, "Have you seen that Into the Spider-Verse movie?" I'm
it's
like,
so
"Yeah,
good.
Several months ago, but it is amazing."
What Doyle did worked. Apparently.
Supposedly. Tom Holland wants to do a Spider-Verse MCU movie.
Oh, that would be
cool.
Fucking cool
that
as
would
shit.
Be really cool.
He wants Garfield and Maguire to be in it too.
Andrew Spider-Man or
Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man.
No, how does he...
And Tobey Maguire Spider-Man?
No,
I don't know what he's trying to say.
No, you can't.
Oh, damn it, I can't.
Tobey doesn't get to do more Spider-Man.
Dude, have you heard the
I don't like Andrew. I like Tobey. I didn't like Andrew.
Have you heard the third movie? Let Tobey Maguire make a fourth Spider-Man with Sam Raimi directing and, like, absolutely no one at Marvel's input. Have you seen that that call for on the internet? Somebody was talking about they should just let Tobey Maguire and Sam Raimi make another Spider-Man movie that nobody has any oversight over and see what the fuck happens, because that could be super amazing. Ash versus the Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, that would be cool. I would watch that.
Christ, especially if they're still going after zombies together.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be so awesome.
I saw Will Smith. This is crazy. His whole fucking career, Aladdin, is the highest grossing movie that he's had so far. It just eclipsed Independence Day was the second one.
Bizarre.
It's insane.
Disney is such a fucking juggernaut, man. It's like the weirdest shit in the world.
So he said thank you in like 30 different languages.
I mean, Aladdin's
He was like,
good.
Thank you, and then just subtitles for like 15 seconds.
No.
Oh, that's
He actually said
it.
Them.
That's what I would do. I would say, yeah, like, I'm about to say thank you in 30 different languages, and it just says thank you underneath.
Like 30 people of different colors in front of him, and he's like, you go. All right.
And he's just mouthing it.
Or he's just repeating it.
Like Luke's Kung Fu movie.
He honked out.
It didn't give numbers, though. Ah, that's true. You're right. He made a video on Instagram, and he said, hey, you know, in all my career, I've been doing this for a long time, blah, blah, blah. Aladdin just eclipsed Independence Day as my highest grossing movie. So he didn't give any specific numbers at all, but he just came out and said it.
Why the fuck were you in Independence Day 2, then, asshole?
Could have saved that fucking movie.
I don't think he liked to do sequels at the time or some shit like that, but now he's doing, like, a Bad Boy 17.
Bad Boys 3, and you're not allowed to complain about sequels.
I love Bad Boys 3. I love. I can't. I'm glad he does it. I wish he was in Men in or Whatchamacallit 2.
He's in Men in Black 2. I'm talking about. He's done sequels.
Yeah, he's done a lot of sequels.
But he said at the time he didn't want to do any more sequels. That's why he wasn't going
to
be.
Shut the fuck up and do what the fans ask you to do. Because the only reason you're famous, asshole.
Have you guys seen Aladdin? I think everybody's seen Aladdin here, right? Oh, you haven't? Yeah, I seen it.
I thought it was really good.
Oh, you don't want to?
First of all, it's too good. It's too sacred for me.
Oh, you're one of those people.
It just really is. It's one of those movies that's like it's a defining movie of my childhood. Like I don't want to see
it. The thing is, it's not a verbatim version of Aladdin. And so that made it okay in my life because it's different. And that I don't like when you make a reboot and it's like fucking exactly the same movie, but it ends up sucking somehow. And so this was just enough different that I really enjoyed it.
The Psycho scene for scene remake, for example.
Nope, Jason said nope. He hasn't seen it, but I don't know if he's gonna want to see it. So
yeah,
what did you think, Megan?
After
you haven't gone yet. I'm sorry.
After hearing kind of what you said, like to watch it, but not to.
Yeah, don't
watch the
don't
old
watch
one
the
first.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I probably will do that with at least Hannah at some point. Like, it sounds halfway decent the way you guys have described it.
If I had kids, I'd watch it. I just have no reason to watch it.
That's fair.
Like, I think I would watch it even if I didn't.
The old Aladdin is like ingrained in my mind, like scene by scene. I think I probably, that's the Disney movie.
It is one of the few movies I could probably quote verbatim. Yeah. It's great.
I'm really going to be curious what happens when I take Mel to see The Lion King. Like, I know I've brought this up before, but she is a nut for that fucking movie. So, like, that's the one that I know.
Timon and Puma look kind of scary.
Well, yeah. They're fucking meerkat. fucking.
Yeah, meerkats aren't scary, but they don't look lovable. Out with the warthog would be scary.
And he's a big pig now.
That's a meerkat.
Hannah looks dumb.
Who said Hannah looks dumb?
Megan said that.
Hannah the TV show or the movie?
I don't know. I don't know if she's making fun of your daughter or what.
Is she trying to say Anna, that like female John Wick movie that's coming?
I don't know. I'll watch it on Disney Plus, probably, Jason said.
They've made that makes movie sense. A billion times, makes even sense. Before John Wick. It just never
wow,
works.
Wow, Megan's somebody making fun of your too. Six-year-old, your seven-year-old
it looks
daughter.
Cool, like no, the I doubt action it. Sequence in
she might be talking about
awesome.
The TV show.
I know. She says she can't wait for Lion King.
Who is the... I'm sorry you're a fan, so I'm going to call you a numbnut anyway, but who was the fan that was like, this movie can't fucking work because the Black Widow's not a standalone character?
Who said that?
They said that on one of our posts about the Black Widow movie.
No, I said she's... No,
somebody wrote this on there for sure.
Oh, I don't know what the post was. I think I said something about,
they were like,
would you...
She's a character, she can't exist on her own, there's no way the movie will be good.
Oh, see, like, I wasn't that prejudicial
Sparrow,
against Black Widow. I just...
But not only that, it's like... It's basically just a 007 movie with a chick.
So I
she did mean
fine.
Anna.
Yeah.
Anna looks fucking cool.
So what brought it up is there was a post for a movie that's coming out that's like typical hot chick is super assassin spy. Yeah. And that movie's been made so many fucking times and it's never good. Like, I don't think I've ever seen one of those that's good because it's always just... It always leans towards she's sexy and she's a killer, as opposed to actually fucking making a plot from one of those movies.
I just don't think I'd be as interested in a Black Widow movie. I just don't.
I think they could do a really good job because there's a lot of really good movies like that.
I think that they could.
To me, it's just they just
or
don't.
Or comics like that.
They don't do women like they do men, and that's the problem. Where it's like when a man's badass, he's just badass. Like John Wick.
Where
he's
just a badass. Black Widow. To be badass in, like, the current Hollywood vernacular, she has to be badass and extra sexy.
Right. She has to be wearing her leather suit.
I've said it before, but if you go back, Hollywood used to do it correctly. Like, Sigourney Weaver in Aliens was just badass. Like,
yeah.
They had, like, a little bit of a sexy moment where she's getting into the pod, but really they weren't selling that. Like, she's just in her underwear. They're all in their underwear.
Right.
But, like, she's just a fucking badass. She has a gun. She walks around killing aliens. There's no, like... innuendo that she's sucking dick off to the right side of the screen. In the movie, she's a fucking badass.
I don't remember Black
Connor
Widow sucking dick.
Like, I don't know. Do you remember those movies?
Which,
yeah,
absolutely.
Those
movies? Which I love about the new Terminator is that that's why I think the new Sarah Connor and then the other new girl who might be fucking half Terminator, I don't know.
I think
it looks cool as shit because that's the thing is Sarah, you look up to Sarah Connor because she's a badass. That's why.
Well, that's what I'm saying. She's a badass without being
I agree.
Sex object.
Right, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
But I was watching that preview. I think they finally killed John Connor.
That'd be pretty cool.
That part where she's like, why do you care about this chick? And she's like, I was her.
Right.
I think they finally like succeeded. Or maybe stopped.
Have you seen the trailer yet?
Yeah, I watched
it. It's good. I thought it looked good.
It's genuinely the first Terminator movie I've been interested in since the one that had Christian Bale in it.
No, I think that's what I think.
I liked that movie too.
I liked it.
So like, I did too.
It's not my favorite, but it was good.
Terminator 2 is always my favorite.
Always.
Yeah, no
always
shit,
and forever.
Dude. That's like
does the army roll at the end.
That's like saying I enjoy ice cream. Like
I don't enjoy ice cream.
This is my speculation. They either stopped Connor from being born or killed him. And then a new person rose up to lead the rebellion, and now they're trying to kill that guy's mom or whatever, and she's stepping in to stop them.
Nice. That's kind of a cool idea.
The other girl seemed like half robot, half human, which was kind of weird but crazy.
She is at least to a degree because she blocks that like
it looked really cool.
Iron thing with her forearm, and there's metal sparks.
And Gabriel Luna as the villain I think is going to be fucking badass. I think he's going to do
awesome
a really
actor.
Good job.
That split, that like upgrade, like just like a firmware upgrade from the last.
Yeah, he's like 2-in-1.
Because the last Terminator was that way too, but
right?
He couldn't separate himself, so it's just like I said. I think it's just a firmware upgrade. But they can upgrade by themselves.
We're discussing firmware upgrades.
Done.
Got anything else?
No, I don't think so. I mean, that's pretty much it.
How about you guys? Anybody out there excited about something?
Yeah, there's
want to alert us to or get us chatting.
Three
about?
People watching. So if you have any opinions, let us know. Otherwise, we're watching Fifth Element for the Pop Culture Classic next time.
Yes,
we're watching. I can't remember.
Outlander. And then what was the show you wanted?
Attack the Block.
Attack the Block. And then we're doing this live shit again at the end.
Yeah.
So. Did you see?
But that'll be early. That's a good reminder because that'll be early because we're gonna be at John's. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hopefully we're talking about like modern like alien movies. Have you seen Battle for Los Angeles?
Yes.
Because that was pretty dope.
That was a pretty good movie. I actually really liked that movie.
I actually don't remember what I really thought about it. It's been so long, but I know that it's not well loved.
It's like
fun. It's just a fun action movie.
Yeah, it's like a modern take on alien invasion.
I'll have to watch it again.
I thought it was fun.
I really don't remember what I thought about it.
I also like Day After Tomorrow. So, the one where like the whole world freezes.
That's a badass fucking movie, too.
Dude, it's super dumb, but it's just a blast to watch. Or The Core. I like The Core.
The Core is terrible.
Yeah, but he has to get unobtainium, and that makes the whole fucking movie.
Did you watch Godzilla?
I haven't seen the new one yet.
No? Did you watch it?
It makes fucking me good. Fucking so hard. It was so
fucking good.
When he falls in, and then he comes out as like Fire Godzilla.
I loved it.
I popped. I was in the theater just going, yeah! And like some fat ass turned around and looked at me. I'm like, we're on the same page. Don't pretend like you don't feel the same way.
And all the fucking Easter eggs, the hands like, oh yeah, there's like 30 other monsters.
And
they mention Kong.
I put him in the video. You probably didn't, but as I'm talking, all the monsters are scrolling up that they mentioned in the movie. I thought it was cool.
I didn't watch it on purpose because I'm gonna try to see that movie first.
Right? No, it's good. It's good. You should definitely watch it. I'm going to have you guys watch Edge of Tomorrow sometime just to make Gabe watch a Tom Cruise. I thought Edge of Tomorrow was pretty decent.
Yeah,
I thought it was pretty good. Bite my dick.
You will like Edge of Tomorrow.
I know. That's what I hate about
it.
Somebody's
ringing.
Oh, it's me. It's
not me.
It's my son.
Edge of Tomorrow is a good alien movie. It's a good time travel movie.
They low-key hint that Atlantis exists in the Godzilla universe.
It's super awesome.
I thought that was fucking dope.
Hopefully they make Godzilla and King Kong still, because it didn't seem like it was going to happen that way.
They're still going to make Godzilla.
It's supposedly fucking awesome, Jason said.
Supposedly the Godzilla versus Kong movie's like already been in production.
It's almost done from what I understand.
They're going for like a next year release almost.
Did we reach out to that guy again to talk to him?
That sounds awful.
He plays a really good movie.
I'm with you. I agree with you. I 100% agree with you.
He plays a really good
King Ghidorah.
Did we reach out to him again?
I'm going to. I wanted to make it a little closer because I want to reach out and be like, hey, San Diego Comic-Con's coming too, you know?
Will you come be on our show?
Yeah. And I got to reach out to Murr too to try and get us into the block party. So
nice.
Murr?
Yeah, from Practical Jokers.
Because he said he'd help us.
He gave me his personal email address. He's like, yeah, here, just don't give it out to the world or I'll kill you, he said.
It was Murr at thatguywiththecrazytattoos.com.
I think we're good. I don't think anybody has anything else. So
awesome. Well, we'll wrap up this episode, guys. We will be talking to you later this week.
Yeah, hopefully I can get the YouTube thing worked out because I really want people to go subscribe. If you haven't subscribed to the YouTube, please go fucking do that.
Just hit tiny.
You just need a Gmail account.
/TOTLBTube.
Even if you never watch YouTube, just subscribe. Everybody has a Gmail account at this point.
Yeah, don't pretend like you don't watch YouTube. Anybody under the age of 50, I think, watches at least something on YouTube.
Oh, God, yeah.
So,
are you subscribed?
I'm subscribed.
All right.
I was like one of the first.
You should have been like, are we even fucking Facebook friends?
Yeah, are we even Facebook friends?
No, I don't know anymore. I'm about to unfriend you.
No, don't do that.
I won't.
All right, guys, thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Good. Ciao.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Baron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Baron Space production.